Good morning. It is Sunday, April 2nd, 2017, and we are on day two of reading Verses of Victory, which is a 31-day devotional to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. If you remember yesterday, we talked about this book being for those who struggle and feel like they're alone and they're not victorious. And this is to remind you through Bible verses that through God, the victory has already been won. The Bible verse for day two is from John 3:16. John 3:16, and I'm reading from the King James Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16, KJV. This is one of the first Bible verses I remember learning. It was one of those you might recite word for word in a sing-songy fashion with the other Sunday school kids. But it isn't until now, in my middle age, that I truly have the appreciation for what it means. I have two daughters whom I love very dearly. Would I give them up for someone else? No way. And when you think that God so loved us that he gave up his Son for people who sometimes don't even give him the time of day, well, that is remarkable in and of itself. And then add to that, all he wants me to do is believe in him and I will receive the great gift of eternal life. Amazing. What a wonderful, generous, and selfless God we serve. He gives so much to us, even when we reject him. He gave the ultimate sacrifice, his Son. And his Son willingly gave up his life. How many times has God wanted us to sacrifice for others or to share the good news about him, but instead we complain, "Why me, Lord?" Or we say, "I don't know how," or "I don't have the time." But take time to think of the great sacrifice he made for you and me. So the next time you feel like grumbling and complaining, think about John 3:16 and return to God what he has already freely, willingly, and unconditionally given to you. So now it's time for us to do our three P's. If you remember, that's personalize, practice, and proclaim. We always personalize by me asking you, what does this verse, John 3:16, mean to you? And does the accompanying devotional, which is my story, remind you of any situation in your life? Practice. What steps can you take to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And we always close by proclaiming and praying the prayer, proclaiming victory over your situation today. So whatever your situation is today, I ask you to pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you for loving me and for saving me. Thank you for giving up your precious Son for me. Thank you for the provisions you have made for me, that all I must do is believe, and that in believing, I will not perish but have everlasting life. Help me recognize that you have conquered all through your great sacrifice of love, given just for me. I declare, Lord, that I believe in you wholeheartedly. Amen. I wish you a very blessed Sunday as you go throughout your day. Just keep in mind John 3:16. If you ever feel unloved, know that God loved you just that much. This is Sharon S. Johnson, otherwise known as His Song. Have a wonderful day.